Welcome to the Ghost Hacks Podcast. What you are about to hear may make you laugh. It may make you cry. It may make you shake in your boots. Two prison gods talking about strange things in the night they may never understand. And here are your hosts, Tom and Joe.
What's going on, all you crazy ghost enthusiasts out there? This is your boy, Ghost Joe. Welcome to episode 18 of the Ghost Hacks Podcast. If it sounds a little quiet to you guys, that may be because you didn't hear my buddy Tom introduce himself. That is because Tom is taking a bit of a sabbatical from the podcast. His wife will be having a new child next month, and Tom's hands are going to be quite full, mainly of poop. So, with that being said, I wish him good luck and wish him luck, please, everybody. Of course, the door is always open for him to come back, which brings me to my next point. I will be putting the Ghost Hacks Podcast on a little bit of a back burner because this is really mine and Tom's thing. And I have other ideas for other segments and other things as far as the paranormal thing goes, but I did not feel comfortable doing it on this podcast because Tom and I have a specific formula that we have for it, and I really don't want to mess with that formula for when he comes back and we do it again. So there's always room for more podcasts, everybody. So I am starting a new podcast with a couple other friends. Same type of thing. We're going to have interviews, paranormal stories, as well as a bunch of other segments that I'm sure you guys will enjoy. So please stay tuned for that. Right now, the working title is the Warped Reality Podcast. I will let you guys know when all of that comes to fruition. So stay tuned for that. With all of that being said, I have a great show planned for you guys tonight. I hope you're going to enjoy it. I have a great voicemail to play you guys from a retired CO down in Texas, who had a pretty freaky story. I know you guys are going to love that. If you have a paranormal experience that you want to share, please give me a call, 845-379-1331, and let me know. Of course, you could do so anonymously if you choose. So the first story I want to talk to you guys about is quite an interesting story. The richest man in the world, Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, is set to fly on his space company's Blue Origin New Shepard rocket for a short 11-minute flight into space on July 20th from the company's West Texas launch facility. The rocket has made 15 successful unmanned tests, but this one will include Jeff, his brother Mark, and an unnamed auction winner who paid $28 million for this trip. I hope it's all inclusive. The flight targets 100,000 kilometer threshold, that is the internationally recognized altitude for a person having made it into space. The riders will be able to unbuckle and experience weightlessness for a few minutes before strapping back into their reclining seats for a trip back to Earth. Jeff has said that he's wanted to do this sort of thing since he was a child, and I guess being worth around $250 billion could grant you such an opportunity. In related news, there are a couple petitions going around on the internet that total up, at the time of this recording, to over 100,000 signatures to not let Jeff Bezos back on Earth, to keep him in space. You people are sick, but that's pretty funny. After the flight, Bezos will be selling the rocket refurbished on Amazon for a discounted price. So let's hope for another Prime Day on that. So the next thing is not a new story, but I think you guys would definitely enjoy this story. It's pretty crazy. I ran across it in a magazine, and it's right up our alley. Check it out. Serbian flight attendant Vesna Velvic may be the luckiest woman to ever live. On January 26, 1972, a briefcase bomb exploded in the baggage compartment of a plane that she was flying in. She was the only survivor after the plane fell 33,300 feet. She suffered a fractured skull, 3 broken vertebrae, broken legs, broken ribs, and a fractured pelvis. She was in a coma for 10 months, but after 18 months, she made almost a near full recovery, except for just a slight limp that she had throughout her life. Vesna had passed away in 2016 at age 66, but she still holds the Guinness Book of World Records for surviving the highest fall. I hope she played the lottery.
So guys, the following voicemail that you're about to hear came to us courtesy of a retired correctional officer named William Brown, all the way from the Lone Star State of Texas.
My name is William Brown. I am in Wichita Falls, Texas, and I was a correctional officer at the All Red Unit of the Texas Department of Criminal Justice. Early morning, during breakfast time, I was in the control picket. My officers were feeding chow to the offenders in SEG. I was watching them, and out of the corner of my right eye, I saw movement, and I looked. And a basketball that was in one of the outside rec yards flew through the air, was flying through the air, hit the wall, bounced off the wall, bounced back to exactly where I had seen it earlier, and stopped dead in its track. No one in the rec yard at that time. No inmates. Everybody was in their cells, waiting for chow. It was probably 2006. I had no other witnesses other than me. Thank you.
Thank you so much, William, for that awesome voicemail. And that was definitely very freaky. As people know that have listened to the podcast, Tom and I have had our fair share of prison haunted stuff as well. So thank you again, and I hope you're enjoying your retirement. So I've mentioned in recent episodes that I'm a virtual reality enthusiast and that I actually have a paranormal talk show in virtual reality on a platform called AltSpace VR. You could actually get it on your computer as well. It's a little heavy on the processor, but if you have a decent computer, it'll definitely run on 2D as well. It's called AltSpace VR. It's a great social app. You could go to comedy shows and karaoke and all sorts of cool things. So I have my own paranormal talk show that I like to put on every so often. It's an open forum type show. People come and they tell their experiences, which, you know, is one of my favorite things. If you guys have a paranormal experience that you want to share, please call the hotline at 845-379-1331. While I've been doing these shows, I've been meeting some very cool and interesting people that like my show enough that they actually, when they see it, they come to the show more than once. I've seen many people actually, the same people, which is awesome. One of these people is a very prominent man named Steve Neal. And I would like to talk to you a little bit about him. He is a special effects makeup artist, a filmmaker, puppeteer, model maker, and a visual effects artist in the film and television industry with a career spanning over 35 years. This guy is a real deal, guys. He's worked on some crazy things. He's worked on Crater Lake Monster from 1977, Laser Blast from 1978. He created and wrote and produced The Day Time Ended in 1978. He worked on Ghostbusters. Ghostbusters. Come on, guys. The original Ghostbusters from 1984. That's insane. Fright Night. The original Fright Night from 1985. That's awesome. And many other sci-fi and horror films. So I've met Steve in one of my paranormal talks, and we got to talking. And he is a UFO enthusiast, as well as a UFO expert. And he has had a lot of experiences, himself dealing with UFOs and abductions, for lack of a better word. So he has created this film, and it's also a book as well. So if, you know, you don't like to watch movies and you're still into the written literature there, you could find his book on Amazon also. I'll have all of his links in the show notes as well. So his movie and book is called But Something Is There. It's produced, written, and directed by Steve Neal, and co-produced by Paul Gentry, Whitley Strieber, and Mary Cacciapaglia. I hope I said that right. If not, please feel free to yell at me at the next show. So this film was hosted by Whitley Strieber, who is a horror writer, as well as a nonfiction writer, about his accounts and other people's accounts dealing with the visitors. The book is called Communion, and it was a New York Times bestseller. So definitely check that out as well, guys. I am definitely going to be ordering that and checking that out soon. So although this film is not a documentary, I watched this film one day, and let me tell you about this. So although this film is not a documentary, it's a genuine, unsensationalized look into alien abduction and the victim's long journey within it. It's a very engaging, compelling, and realistic film that draws you in and keeps you on the edge of your seat. Although there aren't any jump scares, crazy visual effects, or scary-looking monsters, this film scared the crap out of me. But it also made me delve deeper and rethink what these encounters are like for people. I encourage everyone to go to his website and check out everything he has to offer. Really cool guy. In the next coming shows, I'll definitely be having an interview. But at the moment, he's actually very busy. He is working on the second part to But Something Is There, called The Dreamtime. But before we go on to something else, I do just want to say a huge thank you to Steve Neal and Mary Cacciapaglia for always coming to my shows and being very interactive, and they're both great and they're both awesome. And I can't wait to have this interview with them. And yeah, guys, so please, that's going to be a great, great show. You're going to love them. And they have a lot of great information to tell us. So stay tuned for that. So guys, staying on the subject of UFOs, aliens, and all that good stuff, the very highly anticipated disclosure report finally came through on 6/25/21. So, or 6/24. Either way. So this was a 9-page report. It was actually just a preliminary report that is supposedly supposed to answer our questions on what these sightings are that the general public, as well as our military personnel, have been seeing for many, many years. This was the government's answer, or the Identified Aerial Phenomena Task Force. So this is what they concluded. Basically, this is a 9-page report saying nothing at all, just as we all probably expected from the government. The government has no explanation for the unidentified aerial phenomenon, also known as UFOs, that's their fancy term for UFO, that many have witnessed over the years. They did, however, give some possible explanations or excuses, such as that these observations could be the result of sensor errors, spoofing, or observer misconception. So basically, guys, they had said that when their complete investigation and report is completed, these sightings or observations will fall into 5 different categories. So I'm going to name the categories, and then we're going to go through them. Sounds like fun? Sounds like fun. Okay, so the first one, like I said, military era.
Our highly trained military personnel, they're stupid. They don't know what they're looking at, what they're doing with the instruments that they've been highly trained with. So they're wrong. Okay. Another thing is airborne clutter. Trash bags and other clutter that might be flying around in the sky. That's another excuse that they're giving. Natural atmospheric phenomena. So basically just some kind of weird weather anomaly. It could be foreign adversary systems such as China and Russia that are doing some crazy secretive things that we have no idea about. It could be us. It could be us doing these crazy secret experiments that nobody's supposed to know about. Or my favorite is the other. Other, guys, they put an other section in there. Which means, hey, we're the government, so if these four aren't the explanation and, you know, the aliens from Independence Day want to come down and start blowing shit up, hey, we told you. We put that in the other section. That's why we put the other section in there. So, yeah, that's the basic gist of it, but I'm going to go through it a little bit more. In their words, I'll read it straight from their report. So, yeah, here we go. So, airborne clutter. These objects include birds, balloons, recreational unmanned aerial vehicles, UAVs, or airborne debris like plastic bags that muddle a scene and affect an operator's ability to identify true targets such as enemy aircraft. So, you know, these highly trained military personnel, they're probably up there shooting at trash bags and birds and all sorts of things, and they have no idea. They think they're ships and other countries that might be trying to evade us. So, man, that's some crazy stuff. All right, natural atmospheric phenomena. Natural atmospheric phenomena includes ice crystals, moisture, and thermal fluctuations that may register on some infrared and radar systems. USG or industry developmental programs. Some UAP observations could be attributable to developments and classified programs by U.S. entities. We were unable to confirm, however, that these systems accounted for any of the UAP reports we collected. Foreign adversary systems. Some UAP may be technologies deployed by China, Russia, another nation, or a non-governmental entity. And my favorite, of course, unclassified six, unclassified other. Although most of the UAP described in our data set probably remain unidentified due to limited data or challenges to collection, processing, or analysis, we may require additional scientific knowledge to successfully collect on, analyze, and characterize some of them. We would group such objects in this category pending scientific advances that allowed us to better understand them. The UAPTF intends to focus additional analysis on the small number of cases where UAP appeared to display unusual flight characteristics or signature management. So, just like the government likes to do, they covered all bases with no definitive answers. Because if little green men come down and say, hi, they could always say, well, we put that other section in there. Later on Friday, the Pentagon announced it would develop procedures to collect data and analyze reports of unidentified phenomena, adding staffing and other resources to examine the episodes. The government intends to update Congress within 90 days of efforts to develop an improved collection strategy and what officials are calling a technical roadmap to develop technologies to better observe the phenomena. So just to summarize this, the government has no idea what these UAPs are, and due to that, they must be dangerous. But it could be errors made by our highly trained military personnel. It could be flying debris such as trash bags. It could be other countries with higher technology advancements than us. Or it could be aliens. So, thank your government, kids.
Thanks, government. I'll give anybody a free shirt if you email me at joeghostaxpodcast@gmail.com and tell me where that quote came from. Segment here. I would like to talk to you guys about certain, I did this research a while ago. It's been sitting there for quite some time, and I just wanted to get this guys out to you. Actually, full disclosure, I actually had recorded this before, but it was very, very boring, and I'm not trying to put people to sleep, so here we go again. So this segment, I'd like to talk about some common and uncommon superstitions that are out there that we all know and love, and some of us probably still do. Or have never heard of. So this is pretty cool list, and I hope you guys enjoy it. So the first one I'd like to talk about is probably the one of the most well-known ones is knocking on wood. So knocking on wood came from the medieval times, actually. European churchgoers would touch wood that the churches claimed was from the cross of Jesus, and touching the wood was supposedly there to give you good luck if you touched the wood of the cross. So that's where knocking on wood came from. I do that one quite often, actually. I'm sure a lot of people do. And yeah, that's where it comes from. So that's about that. Mirrors. Another widely known superstition is that breaking a mirror will give you 7 years of bad luck. So in some folklore, a person's reflection is thought to house a piece of a person's soul. So with that in mind, breaking a mirror, especially if it has your reflection, that doesn't sound too great, because it sounds like you're breaking your soul, right? So some lore claims that photographs capture a piece of somebody's soul in them as well, which would probably put a pretty big damper on the selfie craze. How about walking under a ladder? Has anybody ever heard that one? I know I've heard of that one. The Egyptians believed that the space underneath the ladder was home to good and evil spirits. So if disturbed, if you walked under there, the spirits would be pissed off. So it was forbidden for anyone to walk underneath the ladder. That one, I don't really have too much, experience with, because, I kind of stay away from ladders. So, how about opening up an umbrella inside? A lot of people know about this one. I still don't do this either, and I honestly never knew why, but here we go. So they say, don't open up an umbrella inside. It's bad luck, right? So the superstition roots all the way back to ancient Egypt and the pharaoh's sunshades. It was believed that opening these umbrellas, or these things that I guess are like modern umbrellas today, was disrespectful to the sun god. So yeah, that's where that came from. So hey, I mean, if there is a sun god, I'm sure he'd be pretty pissed off about me saying this, but feel free, open up your umbrellas in the house. What the hell, right? So, yeah, so those are my common superstitions. Let's go with some of the uncommon ones, because these are quite entertaining. So this one I've actually heard of, but I might have only heard about this one due to the fact that I'm doing this whole paranormal thing, and I've been into paranormal stuff for a very long time, whatever, blah, 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 blah. So it says, don't place two mirrors opposite each other. So the infinite reflections that it makes in Mexican culture and in other cultures, the facing the mirrors together may open up a doorway to evil and to the devil. So you might not want to do that. That sucks for anybody going into a funhouse, though, because that's a lot of mirrors facing each other. So another one is give a penny if you've received something sharp. I've never heard this one before. Have you guys? If you've heard of any of these superstitions, leave me a voicemail, 845-379-1331. Let me know. So give a penny if you've received something sharp. Gifting anything with a blade is supposedly an omen to sever a relationship. So if you receive a knife set or a pair of scissors as a present, give the person a coin in return. You know, that kind of makes a lot of sense, guys, because how come a lot of people like to give knife sets and stuff for wedding gifts and all that? So maybe those people aren't really your friends. You got to reevaluate some of those people. Whistling indoors invites evil. Whistling while you work, this might be something that you might not want to do anymore. In Lithuania, it's forbidden to whistle indoors because the noise is believed to summon demons. How come everything has to be so evil, guys? I mean, this is a little ridiculous. I mean, I know there's a lot of evil out there in the world, but I mean, come on. I mean, I'm sure that they're not, oh my, hey, did you hear that guy? He just whistled. He just whistled. All right, let's go down there. Let's go down there. Let's go up there. Let's get over there, because he should not be whistling indoors. How about avoid sleeping with your head to the north? According to Japanese superstition, sleeping with your head in this direction is bad luck because it's how the deceased are laid to rest. So if you're now saying, well, now I can't sleep with my head to the north, let me figure out another direction where you want your head to be laying. You also should avoid sleeping with your head to the west, because in Africa, they believe the same thing, that if you sleep with your head to the west, that's also the same type of thing of how people's heads are laid to rest while they're deceased. So yeah, so don't sleep with your head to the north. Don't sleep with your head to the west. You know what, guys? Just have a compass with you, or have a compass app on your phone, just so you know which way to lay when you're going to sleep tonight. And the last one I want to talk about is that stepping in dog poop is actually supposedly good luck. This one I don't know about. So stepping in dog poop is actually considered good luck in France. If you do it with your left foot. Only if you do it with your left foot. If you step in shit with your right foot, you're in trouble. That's some bad luck you got going on there. But with your left foot, it's all good from there. So please, make sure that when you're walking outside, make sure you step in the crap with your left foot. And that's my little take on the superstitions around the world. If you guys liked it, leave me a voicemail. Leave me a message at joe.ghosthackspodcast@gmail.com. And again, guys, I am going to be starting a new podcast called the Warped Reality Podcast. It's going to have a lot of segments. It's going to have a lot of things. And I hope you guys are going to enjoy it. More information on that as time goes on. So hope you enjoyed the show. The next show, I am going to be airing an awesome interview that I had with Miss Crystal Panic, who is part of the Bigfoot Field Researchers Organization in the New Hampshire section. New Hampshire section. That's tough to say. So stay tuned for that. She was an awesome, awesome, awesome person. I can't wait to talk to her more, actually. We had to cut it short because we could have talked all night. I mean, she knows a lot about cryptids and paranormal stuff, and she was just awesome. So I can't wait for you guys to hear that as well. Good night, everybody, and don't forget to change your shorts.
Thank you for listening to the Ghost Hacks Podcast. If you like what you heard, please subscribe and find us on Facebook groups. If you have any paranormal experiences you would like to share, please email joeghosthackspodcast@gmail.com, and we may even read your submission on the air. Have a good night, and don't forget to change your shorts.